Exclusive, Indiana AG Tabra Okida. H.R. 1 kills voter ID laws, sends ballots to dead people. Allows ballot harvesters to hand in fraudulent votes after elections. By Robert Krajcik on March 5, 2021. Indiana Attorney General Tabra Okida told Breitbart News on Friday that H.R. 1, if enacted as law, would prohibit voter ID laws nationwide while automatically sending ballots to all persons on poorly maintained voter rolls. H.R. 1 basically codifies everything that was irregular or outright wrong or the opportunities for fraud during last year's election and makes it the law of the land, Okida said in an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. It takes out the balance between integrity and accountability and access to polling places. Listen. Okida explained, H.R. 1 makes photo ID illegal in the United States. Meanwhile, it mails out live ballots to everyone on the voting list, alive or dead, and it makes it much more difficult for states to take dead people off the voting rolls, to take people who moved away off of voting rolls. Okida noted that H.R. 1, named the For the People Act, would also nationalize legalized ballot harvesting and extend voting deadlines for 10 days after an election. H.R. 1 says you can still turn in that mailed-out ballot, or your ballot harvester can, the third party that's going around collecting them, up to 10 days after the election. So if you get a close election, you can still have harvesters out there collecting, possibly, likely, fraudulent ballots and turning them in because you really don't have to do anything, and you have to accept these ballots. Marlowe assessed, there's no sane Western country that does this, is there? Okida replied, there's no sane third world country that does this. Everywhere you go in the world, a photo ID is required to vote. Everywhere you go in the world, it's by vast majority in-person voting because that's how you really can help maintain one person one vote because the person actually appears before you. We've had reasonable exceptions in this country. Like if you're invalid, you can't get to a polling place. Or, even if you plan to be outside the jurisdiction on the election day, you can attest to that fact and get an absentee ballot. Mail-in balloting is where the most fraud occurs. And now they've thrown out those thin guardrails, Okida added. He highlighted the Constitution's decentralized framework for national elections. The one thing that you can count on and why our Constitution is so brilliant is that it preserves that one person, one vote. At least to the states, the idea of how they're going to do the time, manner, and place of an election, not some central government, Okida remarked. Okida concluded, if the people don't think and don't have reasonable confidence backed by facts and observation that they still are in power, that they have the power through the electoral process to put in place who they want, then this country is lost. Okida joined 19 other state attorneys general in a letter to congressional leaders laying out constitutional vulnerabilities within H.R. 1. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.